This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the mega infrastructure projects inaugurated today mark a turning point in development journey of Jammu and Kashmir. The Prime Minister today launched multiple development projects worth over 46,000 crore rupees in the Union Territory. These are Chenab Bridge and Anji Khad Bridge in Katra, Udhampur Srinagar Baramulla Rail Line Project, two Vande Bharat trains and foundation stone laying of new medical college in Jammu. Highlighting that the state-of-the-art Chenab Bridge will improve connectivity between Jammu and Srinagar, the Prime Minister said the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail line project is a symbol of a new empowered Jammu and Kashmir and a resounding proclamation of India's growing strength.
Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi hakikat ban gaya hai. Udhampur, Srinagar, Baramula, ye rail line project, ye sirf naam nahi hai, ye Jammu Kashmir ke naye samarth ki pehchan hai.
Prime Minister Modi also said that India will not bow to terrorism, adding that unfortunately our neighbouring country is against humanity and even against the livelihood of the poor. Mr. Modi said Pakistan attacked both Insaniyat and Kashmiriyat in Pahalgam, targeting the tourism sector that provides livelihood to many Kashmiri families.
ठीक एक महीने पहले पाकिस्तान के आतंकियों पर कयामत बरसी थी अब पाकिस्तान कभी भी ऑपरेशन सिंदूर का नाम सुनेगा तो उसे अपनी शर्मनाक शिकस्त याद आएगी पाकिस्तानी फौज आतंकियों ने बरसों की मेहनत से उन्होंने आतंक की जो इमारतें बनाई थी कुछ ही मिनटों में खंडहर में बदल गई है.
A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of 26/11 Mumbai attack accused Tahavur Hussain Rana till the 9th of next month. Special Judge Chandrajit Singh passed the order when Rana was produced via video conference before the court following the expiry of his previously granted judicial custody. The Patiala House Court has asked Tihar Jail authorities to file a status report by Monday after Rana's counsel raised his deteriorating health condition. The Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI, has ordered the attachment bank accounts, mutual funds and shares of fugitive businessman Mehul Choksi to recover over 2 crore rupees. The amount is related to a penalty imposed on him for violating insider trading rules in the shares of Gitanjali Gems. Mr. Choksi, who was the chairman and managing director of Gitanjali Gems, is accused of sharing unpublished price-sensitive information with an associate. The Supreme Court has allowed the National Board of Examinations to hold the NEET PG 2025 examination on 3rd of August 2025 in one shift. The exam was initially scheduled for 15th of June. The Apex Court, however, made it clear that no further time will be granted to the National Board of Examination for holding NEET PG 2025 examination. The Reserve Bank of India has decided to reduce the policy repo rate by 50 basis points to 5.5%. Consequently, the standing deposit facility rate under the liquidity adjustment facility shall stand adjusted to 5.25% and the marginal standing facility rate and the bank rate to 5.75%. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended the week on a firm note, rising nearly 1%. Market sentiment was boosted by RBI's decision to cut the repo rate by 50 basis points and 100 basis points cut in the cash reserve ratio. This easing of monetary policy to boost growth triggered a sharp rally in banking, auto and real estate stocks. The Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex surged 747 points or 0.92% to close at 82,189. The NSE Nifty also climbed 252 points or 1.02% to close at 25,003. The border market indices also showed an upward trend. BSE Mid-Cap Index rose 0.91% while the Small-Cap Index closed with a 0.43% gain. India's campaign at the Indonesian Open Badminton came to an end today as the top-ranked doubles duo of Chirag Shetty and Sattvic Sairaj Ranki Reddy went down to the Malaysian pair. And that is the end of this news bulletin.